Talking today with Scott Bluebaugh of AFR-OFU, because you guys have been doing some really fun things this week. You've had your big legislative fly-in. Tell us a little bit about what's been happening.
Well, normally this time of year, we take a trip to Washington, D.C. there and meet with Congress and all the farmers union states throughout the country, about 400 members. And so we show up there at Capitol Hill and work for the week. But with the virus, it changes everything. And so this year we did a virtual fly-in with our membership. And so it's lasted all week. We've had meetings with USDA, with all of the delegation from Oklahoma, the congressional delegation, as well as members of Congress from Georgia and Florida as well. And so it's been a really, really good week. We've never done this before. And so there's a few technical challenges early on in the week, but I think all in all, it turned out really well.
What are some of the things that the members have been talking about that have come up over and over again that seem really important issues right now?
Yeah, we really had quite a few different issues that our members wanted to speak about. I would say the number one issue that was coming up most of the time is the concentration issue, especially in the meatpacking world, where we have four major packers control about 85% of the beef slaughter in the United States. And then the unfair market practices that many people have seen that have gone on during this time, and the lack of antitrust enforcement, enforcing our antitrust laws. So that was probably the number one thing, but we also dealt with the pandemic recovery. And I did see this morning that the president's administration has announced a $14 billion aid package for agriculture. So we're trying to dig into the details of that this morning, but it does look like winter wheat is included this time. And it was not the last time around. So hopefully that'll help us here in Oklahoma quite a little bit. You know, one of the other things is broadband. So with the virus that's affected us all, you know, we have many of our schools are virtual only at least sometimes. And in those rural areas, and we just don't have good broadband service, internet service out there in many, many parts of our rural area. And it's super important. You know, I get members call and say, my kid has to go drive into town to the local McDonald's and sit in their parking lot in order to do their homework, right? Because we don't have good internet available out in the country. So that's an issue. Rural hospitals, closing rural hospitals down is an issue as well. We spoke about. And then the need for more USDA meat inspectors. So as we ramp up the small mom and pop, medium-sized processors around the nation, and there's 50 such of those here in Oklahoma, that are they're custom exempt only facilities, and they're up. Many of them are upgrading their plants for both capability, capacity, and to be either state inspected or USDA inspected, which means that meat product then can be retailed. It could be sold at the supermarket level, farmers market level. It could be sold to restaurants, and in the case of USDA inspected, it could even be shipped anywhere in the country. And so it's really important for our producers to be able to do that. But one piece of the puzzle is we have to have those USDA inspectors in the plants, and there's a big shortage of those right now. And so we're asking Congress to step up and get some more funding and get us some more inspectors hired, because in the next few months, we're going to have a tremendous demand for those as these facilities upgrade to those standards, and we're going to have the inspectors. So that's a huge issue for us. The farm stress is an issue that keeps coming up. We really have a mental health campaign that we've started here in Oklahoma. We're blessed that we have three trained responders, have a suicide hotline set up here that's manned 24 hours a day. Our three responders are actually farmers that volunteer to do this and went through some training that was developed at Michigan State University through the Farm Bill. And they're all veteran farmers that went through the 1980s, saw all of the problems in the 1980s, had saw neighbors and friends and all with the suicide issues. And so very familiar with that. And so they're doing a great job out there as first responders for us. And, you know, we're trying to save lives and do God's work. So we think that's all great. Soil health and conservation issues are definitely on the forefront as well. A lot of interest in soil health. Short-term CRP program to build up the soil with legume crops and then incorporate livestock with that as well. So very popular ideas out there, and conservation is always a big deal in Oklahoma. And then I would say the last issue that was pretty prominent would be the 50-14 rule on the packing industry. The proposed bill is Grassley Tester. It's a bipartisan bill that would require the packers to buy at least 50% of the cattle that they purchase on a cash basis. So we have true price discovery and transparency in the marketplace. And so we support that legislation as we talk to members of Congress. So Casey, I think those are the big things that we talked about. We had members from all over the state, our policy committee and our board of directors, and past policy committee members as well on those calls. And it was really good. They got to speak in their own words to the congressman and tell them what's going on in their part of Oklahoma.
Well, it sounds like you guys have really covered some big important topics, and I understand, like, when you're talking about broadband and stuff like that, you've really had to work pretty hard to get this thing going and to get everybody to take place. But it sounds like it was so important to you guys that members are all heard that you just made it happen.
Yeah, we made it happen. It wasn't easy. And we did have a few bumps, well, all week long. We had a few technical problems, I guess, but we got it done. We have a really dedicated policy committee team of farmers and ranchers, men and women, throughout the state, and they know how important this is to get our message to Congress.
Well, that's what I was going to say. How important was it to you guys when other people are canceling things like this? It seems like it was really important for you guys to find a way so that everybody could be heard, because this is a really important time of year.
Yeah, you've got about two more weeks here that Congress is going to be in session, it looks like. And so kind of our last chance to get something done before the elections. So this is a critical time, but, you know, the first time we ever did it, didn't know what we were doing, but it did work out pretty good. And, I'm pretty pleased that we got the message out.
I feel like that we're saying that a lot this year. It's the first time we've ever did it.
Yep. There's no playbook for this virus. Let me tell you.
There's really not, but you guys are doing important work and we appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.